Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
Too often we're existing versus living. I want to talk about summer days, stars, meadows, and more than existing. Did you notice that life flies by at ever-increasing speeds? Just when you think a day or a week or a year couldn't go by any faster, it does. The pages fly off the calendar in some sort of blur. Some appointment that was months out is suddenly tomorrow. It seems that you just changed the oil in the car a couple of weeks ago, and it's time to do it again. You look in the mirror and wonder where the youthful you went. The kids grow up overnight. The first of the month seems to roll around every other day or so. The seasons are gone almost before we realize they arrived. And the horizon in front of us becomes the fading landscape behind us in what seems an instant. Such is life. Life goes fast. It moves incessantly. Enough is never enough. The last task leads to the next one, while the one after that is getting ready so that it can drop itself on us at the most inopportune time. What is fixed is broken before you could enjoy it being fixed. What pleasures were set aside to be indulged in when time permitted is never gotten back to because time didn't permit it. What in the world is happening to us and all the demands and mayhem? Typically, we don't know. And we don't know because the demands and mayhem eat up most, if not all, of our time, our energy, our attention, and ultimately our zest for living. Well, there's the old adage about whether you're living or existing. And I think you need to think about it. Most of us do little more than exist, expending each day plying the muddy waters of our daily lives, rowing hard against a relentless head current that never stops. Life becomes an all-out effort to gain a little bit of ground, if that's possible. Many times, however, the best we can do is to be able to end our day grasping some pathetic shred of satisfaction, feeling that, well, we didn't gain anything. At least we didn't lose any ground. In the sometimes titanic and frequently sad struggle, we simply exist. And existing lays worlds away from authentic living. We become so accustomed to functioning this way that we begin to confuse this existing stuff with real living. Plain and simply, it's not. Trying to keep up is not living, it's maintenance. We've surrounded ourselves with stuff, with activities, with demands, with investments, and with careers that demand maintenance. Then we have all the things that life dumps on us that we have to solve or manage or sometimes just tolerate. We become slaves to that which is supposed to serve us, and we find ourselves bent under the weight of life itself. You know, a wise man once told a group of his followers to come away and rest a while. In that directive, there was the understanding that pulling away from our lives is often the best way to see our lives. We've all heard the "you can't see the forest for the trees" thing. Well, it's all one and the same. Life is so demanding that it becomes absorbing and blindingly consuming. It hems us into this box, which in time becomes the sum total of our world and ultimately the sum total of our existence. We can no longer see outside the box, so our recognition of something else out there diminishes to the point that we don't even think it exists. And if we believe that out there doesn't exist, we have no idea of what it is or how to get out there. So, you know, pull away for a minute or two. Forcefully, if necessary, but pull away, even for the briefest of moments. Sit in a meadow this summer. Stare at the stars. Let your mind figure out figures in the shifting clouds on a temperate summer's afternoon. Gaze at robust thunderheads as they build colossal fortresses on distant horizons. Watch children play. Butterflies float on silken wings, birds dance with the wind, and sunsets splash sleepy skies with the last colors of the day. Pull away. Pulling away is about getting out of your box, It's not about some mystical experience or transcendental encounter. It's about stepping out into larger life as that life lies all around you. It's about realizing that we're all a part of something so much larger than ourselves, investing ourselves out in that place for a minute. It's stepping out into all that surrounds us so that we more effectively look back at the box that we live in. And from this vantage point, existing and living are held up against one another in bold relief. Once we see the grand disparity, because we stepped out of our box and looked back, we can better make the changes that move us to a richer and fuller life. Well, there are some ways to begin making the shift from existing to living. First, ask, why am I here? Why am I here? Well, that question implies a sense of purpose. Purpose gives life meaning. And meaning exhumes what has died and breathes new life into it. Second, ask yourself what your passions are. What ignites you and invigorates you? What is it that energizes your mind, your heart, your creative energies, and your imagination? Think about the things that stimulate you, not in the sense of some fleeting and cheap emotion, but things that stimulate your zest for living and your sense that you have a contribution to make that no one else can make. And then third, commit to pursue these things, not haphazardly or irresponsibly, not in a way that you forego and forsake your responsibilities, but rather how you can weave the pursuit of these things into your life that enhances it and imputes your daily existence and routine with something that is invigorating and refreshing. End the existing. Begin living. And there is no better time to do that than right now.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.